Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting episode of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I am truly honored and blessed to be here yet another day. So grateful that you made it another day. We have an awesome, exciting guest coming on today. She is a poet. She is an author. She is absolutely amazing. She is what we call a mover and a shaker. She's shaking things up, and she's moving fast, fast, fast. And she just moved to a brand new program and business that she started called Life is Simply About Living. Absolutely, you got to live your life. Well, this woman is extraordinarily talented. She is gifted with so many different gifts, and she is a very inspirational and powerful poet. Her works have been shared at numerous events, such as scholarship balls. I mean, I've heard of balls before, but a scholarship ball, I've heard of scholarship luncheons, but this lady has been having her poets, her poems read at a scholarship ball, fundraiser, charity events, open mic performances. I tell you, if you're a poet and you don't know it, you better get to it. You better get it done. She's leading the way, and she can show you how. She's performed at hospitals and all other types of causes. This lady has written for a column for several magazines. I tell you, she is hot, hot, hot. What I tell you, so I want to welcome each and every one of you, and as soon as she hits the line, we're going to open up her phone line, and we are going to hear from her. Well, I am glad that you have decided to tune in this morning to the Coach Lalisa Show, because I know that you have other choices that you could have made at 7 o'clock on any given day, but we are glad that you decided to tune in with us. If it is your, hey, Space Poet, good morning and welcome. If it is your first time that you've ever tuned into the show, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we're here each and every week with strategies that will help you stay empowered, help you stay inspired, and motivate you as an entrepreneur, a community leader, and as an individual. I'm going to just take a second to go back over here and find out. We see we have Miss Patricia in the chat room and Space Poet. Again, if it's your first time tuning in, we welcome you. Now, if you're on the phone line and you need to speak to the host, qua, you only need to hit your number one key. Once you hit your number one key, I will then know to open up your phone line. Well, I know it's going to be an exciting show, and sometimes it takes people a few minutes just to get their bearings together. I know it's a kind of early in the morning. Well, we have so many wonderful things coming up, so we're going to just take a few minutes to go over some things and tell you about some of the exciting things that are happening. Well, first of all, first and foremost, we have happening on Monday, January the 10th, I will be, and thank you to you wonderful, beautiful women and men that tuned in yesterday and was able to catch my interview right here on Blog Talk Radio with another wonderful host, and that was Miss Evelyn J. She has a radio show called Empowered Christian Women, and you can find her also right here on Blog Talk Radio, and I was her guest, and she was a fabulous interviewer. Also on Monday, I will be on Dr. Empowerment. Now, I tell you, there's a doctor of empowerment. I will be on her show. I am excited and looking forward to that. Then we have the weekend coming of Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. And then Sunday, we will be at the Science Park High School in Newark, New Jersey, for their tribute to Martin. They will have the youth there performing, singing, poets, open mic networking, book authors, all kinds of people will be there, over 800 people, teachers, students, community people, families, churches. Get yourselves over to Science Park High School Sunday, January the 16th. Stop by after church. Don't let church stop you. This is, you know, one time I was asked to speak at the Air Force Base down in the more southern part of New Jersey. I forget the name of the base right at the moment, but the Air Force Base down in another part of New Jersey, and I want to say Andrews Air Force Base, but I don't want to mess it up. Well, there was a young man whose wife was in the military, and he had met me at Essex County College when I was doing my life skills classes and motivational speaking for the program there. And he told his wife about me. So long story short, they asked me to come and speak for their every year for Black History, for Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. They would have an event and they would bring in a speaker. So that year they brought me in to speak. Now this is back in 1997. So this just goes to show you how long I've been actually speaking. So I know sometimes it probably seems like I just started last year or just recently. No, I've been doing this since 1992, but this was 1997. They asked me to come, so I went there to speak, and their theme was, it was Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday celebration. Now, you know how everybody takes that Monday off, or a lot of companies give you that Monday off. Well, some people who don't get the Monday off take the Monday as a personal day or floating holiday or vacation day, just to acknowledge and to reflect on the legacy that Dr. King had began. So they called, their theme was not a day off, but a day on. And I think they still use that theme, but not a day off, but a day on. And their theory behind that was Dr. Martin Luther King was about fairness and he was about working. And so in their mind is that, you know what, we're not taking off. We are going to work in the communities, in our families, in our commute, in our country, and in the world, that we are working to make something happen. And I never, ever forgot that theme has always stuck with me. It's not a day off, but a day on. In fact, in other words, he was saying, no time to relax here. It's time to get it done and to keep it done. And thank you, Miss Patricia. I see your comments in the chat room. Well, let's go and see if our host has come into the studio yet. I believe she is, so let me open up her phone line. Good morning. I would imagine that this is the wonderful, awesome, bodacious Miss Tina.
Hi, good morning to you. Wow, what an introduction. It's such a blessing to be on your show this morning.
Well, let me, everyone, I want you to help me welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show for the very first time, and we're going to give her a nice round. And thank you for helping me welcome properly with that round of applause to Miss Tina. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am fabulous this morning. I woke up today excited to have this opportunity to be on your talk show today.
Well, you are on the talk show, and as I was sharing with people that you are an extraordinary talented person. Also,
you
discovered your God-given talent. Just to finish reading a little bit about your bio, I wanted to wait till you got here. But, yes, Tina has discovered her God-given talents just 5 short years ago while sitting quietly on her sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Words just began to come to her as she began writing, and she began writing, and she's been writing ever since. Life experiences, good and bad and indifferent, have served her inspirations.
Mm-hmm.
One experience in particular has changed her life forever, and that was being a survivor of the terrorist attacks on September the 11th, 21. Wow. I'm always amazed when I meet people who survived that, because that was a worldwide international event. Oh, never forget.
Mm-hmm.
So, honored to have you here on the show. And it is because of these experiences that Tina has begun embarking on her journey into being that which she has been chosen to be, and we thank you. She's a humanitarian, a poet, a mother, a businesswoman, a writer, an activist, and a powerful leader. Talk about multitasking. Tina's work touch on a huge variety of topics such as world issues, relationship issues. Well, we all can use that. Social issues as well, and we definitely know we need social issues. Hello. As well as we thank God for you. Tina's passion for writing is driven by her unyielding desire to reach multitudes of people, to empower and awaken their minds. This phenomenal woman's goal is to publish her works in many languages and to visit various parts of the world in hopes to carry out her personal mission statement globally, which is to touch and enrich, motivate, inspire, and empower the lives of others in any way that she can, as well as receive enrichment through acquaintances, friendships, and relationships for the betterment of humanity. Well, you sound like a professor. Wow. I'm so glad. Oh, my God. And a poet. You know what, Tina?
Mm-hmm.
Poets will always be very special to me. Because my mother, Barbara Branson Tye, she was a poet for as long as I can remember. She was writing poems. And I remember she would go to a couple poetry sessions. And, you know, back then we didn't know as much about self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to hear her say she wanted to publish her poems. So when I got into the self-publishing industry in 2004, I just learned of it in 2003 is when I learned about self-publishing, somewhere around November. No, it was 2004. I had never heard of self-publishing until 2004. Well, as soon as I found out, I read to my mother. I called her on the phone. She lived in Cincinnati. Oh, Mama, I got it. We're going to publish your book. Publish, finally. Mom, we're going to do it. She was excited. Okay, Lisa, you know, she always knew I was going to do whatever I wanted to do anyway. And then what happened? She passed in 2005.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that.
I never got to do it, and I never got my hands on her poems because she's in Cincinnati. I'm here in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Her stuff was out of her place by another family member who, you know. So I don't know if we'll ever discover it, like, because things were just kind of packed up and away or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tina, you know, I have to support women like you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's, you know, and that's so that's so much in demand, you know, for women to empower women, especially women of color, you know, and you are a phenomenal woman. So you've paved the way and set the example for many of us to come. So, you know, I'm grateful, you know, to have met you and to have this honor to be, like I said, a guest on your show, because it is about empowering the mind of women.
It is. It is. And, you know, and you said you're a mother, you know, and I know that your children are so blessed. Your child or what?
My two
so
children.
Blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Your children and are blessed to have you and doing all these trailblazing things. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I definitely try to set an example for them, because you can tell your kids, but it's better to show them, you know? So I try to keep that in mind. And throughout the course of my life, I've always made decisions based around my children. I have a 21-year-old daughter and a 10-month-old baby. So I went from college to Pampers. But I joke, I said I could only handle one at a time. So, but they are
wow.
a blessing. Mm-hmm.
That's cute, college to Pampers. Wow. But you know what, Tina? I know we're going to talk about your businesses, and if you certainly, if you, I don't know if you came prepared to read one of your poems, but you certainly will be. Okay, you did?
I have a poem. Yes, I do. Just in
okay,
case.
Okay, well, we're going to have you share that in just a moment. But I was fascinated when I, you know, was on your Facebook page, and I was looking at some of the things that you've done, and certainly that new group that you have where it states, life is simply about living. I just
and
absolutely love it. You have the book. People can go and they can pre-order the book. It is an empowering collection of poems. Boy, I tell you, I'm almost in tears here. I really am, because so reminding me of my mother right now. But you know what? I'm going to be able to hold it all together, because, and I so thank you for, you know, but it just goes to show, you see, you have to live your dream, and you can't wait for you can't wait, all right? So this dream, this book is going to empower and inspire so many women and men, I'm sure, and that you're going to feed their spirit. You're going to awaken their mind and empower them. And that is so important, because there are so many people who are despondent, who are depressed. We hear about it all the time. People who take their own lives because they have no hope. They're ready to give. They need this book, and they need it now. People need to get the book. Give it to family members. Purchase the book and leave copies on the bus or the train. God will make sure it gets in the right hands. See, it's about doing whatever we can. So here you are. Now, I was on your Facebook page, and I thought I saw something I saw very interesting I want to ask you about. I hope you don't mind. Okay.
Not at
all.
Okay,
y'all. Go ahead. I was on your Facebook page, and a couple of things I want to ask you about, Ms. Tina. First, I want to welcome all the guests. In the chat room, welcome to the show today. I also want to welcome Ms. Pat and all of those who are tuned in today on the switchboards. I'm just having fun here with Tina. Tina, I saw on your Facebook page that you are the CEO. You have several companies. And one of those companies is Creative Visions Consulting.
Yes.
You are the president and CEO of that company.
Yes, I am. And Creative Vision Consulting Company, actually the concept for the company came to me while standing on the platform of a New York City subway. And the inspiration of it just came to me, start this company, use your creative eye to enhance the vision of the creative vision of clients. And basically what Creative Visions does is we deal with clients and corporations that deal with creative projects and take on creative ventures. And sometimes, you know, they have a concept and they have a vision of the production that they want to accomplish, but sometimes they're missing just that little bit of that little extra, you know, oomph to take the project to another level, whether it be, you know, for example, a designer to be putting together a fashion show. So he or she may have the concept of the show together, but something's missing, an element's missing, or they have too much in. What I do is I hear their vision, I see where they're trying to go with their vision, and I just tweak it, add what needs to be added or take out what needs to be taken out to make the production a greater success than they even imagine that it can be. I'm great with final touches. You know, I'm that person that if there's a room beautifully decorated as far as furniture, I come in, I look at the color scheme, and I say, you know what, there's a certain piece of wall art or something that needs to be in this space. And also as far as like photo shoots and things like that, if the designer has the clothes laid out, I come in and I pick out the accessories for the clothing. And I also did accessory styling for a couple of years within the fashion industry. And I actually created that position of accessory stylist, where I come in with accessories and I give the outfit just what it needs to bring it to life. So Creative Visions is designed around my creative eye. And it's just a tool for companies and clients to have to come to me to, you know, make their vision pop, so to speak. So as a matter of fact, in regards to Creative Visions, the VP of sales for Black Enterprise Magazine sent me a message inquiring about the business yesterday. So I'm hoping to have a write-up in the magazine. So that's a little bit about Creative Visions.
Well, getting a phone call from Black Enterprise, that's not little.
And that's what I said. I said, that was awesome.
Oh, just a little thing. That is a big thing. So you have Creative Visions. Now, how long has your company been in operation, Creative Visions Consulting?
Actually, I launched the concept of it just a few short months ago. So actually, it's just starting to take off, you know, as far as inquiries and clients. So I've dealt with a couple of designers so far, and a couple of small businesses that were doing projects that I came in on just to give consulting to. So that's what I said. Now, that's a business that I kind of like started and figured that would be something, you know, on the back burner to my other mission as far as writing and publishing and speaking. But it turns out that a lot of people are inquiring now about this particular company. So who knows where this is going to go in 2011. I anticipate it's going someplace that I never even dreamed of. But then that's how God works. You're thinking one thing and then something else happens in the interim of your journey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he always and abundantly above what we can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another company you have, Baraka House. Tell us about that.
Okay. Now, Baraka House was conceived in 2005. And Baraka is just a name that I randomly came across after watching a film from various parts of Africa. And the name of this piece was called Baraka. So I never really knew what the name meant, but I said, you know, it's something about this name. And then later on, I found out that Baraka is a variation of an ancient Sufi word that represents blessings. So I said, wow, well, how appropriate would that be for my business entities to be called Baraka, meaning they're blessings to people. So Baraka House is my company name for all of my creative ventures, from books to the vision of a home decor store that I want to start, to a clothing line that I hope to launch, to possibly a restaurant coming. So all of those entities will fall under Baraka House. So I chose house, you know, meaning the house of blessings. So that's the story behind Baraka.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Wouldn't want to be blessed, powered, and awakened. Girl, you are doing it big. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Thank you.
Bold imaginations equal greatness. And I had the pleasure of meeting you when they had the Got Motivation Then Speak, and you were there, and you and Vicky, I think, was it Vicky?
Yes, I was with Vicky, yes. And
yes.
We were sitting there, and I was waiting for the conference to begin, and Vicky and I befriended each other there, actually. And we sat down, and I was just inspired by you and the other speakers, Adele J. Foster. You know, you guys have really impacted my life to the point where when I was asked to come up and, you know, they opened the floor. You guys opened the floor to anyone to come down. And I came down and I said, this time next year, I will be the next empowerment speaker. I said, I will be from the chair to the front of the room. And ever since then, Adele has been working with me and getting me to that point to develop myself as an empowerment speaker. So you guys have blessed my life far more than you ever know. And I'm so grateful and appreciative to, you know, share the platform or a forum with such talented leaders such as yourselves. So I'm very humble in thanking you. I can't thank you enough.
Well, we are very excited that you were in attendance there, and I got a chance to meet you. But it seems like I know you from another, a past event, but I can't put my finger on it. But maybe we'll figure it out later when we were working. Myself and some other ladies was working on a big empowerment event, and they brought in – is that you?
It might have been because I've, like I said, I've always been around these types of functions, but I've always been behind the scenes, never in the front. And it's like God is moving me now and shifting me, saying, okay, you've been in the back long enough. It's time now. No more hiding.
Well, you have the Baraka House, the House of Blessings, where your poems will be read, and no doubt other people will be coming there, getting exposure with their poetry. You have you have your book coming out. Now, is the title of the book Life is Simply About Living?
The title of the book is Life is Simply About Living. Yes, it is. And that's one of the books that I have forthcoming. I'm also working on a series of children's books, which I hope to have also translated in multiple languages and have them implemented in the school systems worldwide and globally to reach out to the preschoolers and the kindergartners and first graders to expose them to poetry, to awaken their little minds early, to get them thinking about poetry early on. And that's something else that's under my belt as far as trying to accomplish this mission that I'm on, to empower minds. So it's empowering, enriching the minds of others, from babies to women to men, youth, and everybody in between, all races, creeds, religions, everyone.
I saw that you wanted to get your poems in all of these different languages, but let me just share with you some messages coming from the chat room. That is the beautiful thing about also having an account with Blog Talk Radio. You can come into the chat room. And so Ms. Patricia Martin, Minister Patricia Martin, is in the chat room. First, she says, good morning, Tina.
Oh, good morning, Patricia.
Yes, and she also says that you are an awesome, what an awesome woman of God. She says she admires your strength and your persistence of not giving up, and that God has really opened many doors for you, and she admired you just for you hearing you for the first time. And so if she says if it is people like you and Coach Lalisa, Tina, and others whose stories and testimonies inspire others to move toward their dreams and goals and vision. So that coming from the chat room.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but we want to definitely hear one of these points because this is one of those shows where time can go very, very quickly, and I want us to all be inspired even the more. We're already inspired just by hearing about the awesome things that you're doing, raising a family. I would love to know how you get it all done, raising the family, inspired to write, creating visions, helping others, going global. I mean, yes, but let's hear one of your things if you're ready.
Okay. This particular piece is called The Promise of Tomorrow. The promise of tomorrow lies vaguely in our thoughts. It is translucent to our visions, yet sometimes revealed through life lessons taught. We all, in our individual mind's eye, perceive our promise to be things of material existence, selfishness, and greed, when in reality the promise of tomorrow is simply to just be, to live life to the fullest, be happy, and be free. The promise of tomorrow is a gift ordained by God. Every day that you awaken and breathe, you ought to get down on your knees and give thanks because your gift and promise has just been received.
Amen. Thank God. Well, oh, this book is, that alone just proves how much this book is going to inspire. And now, what's the title of that one again?
The Promise of Tomorrow.
Ah, yes, The Promise of Tomorrow. Well, most of us know that we're living the promise of tomorrow today.
Mm-hmm.
Today. I remember someone said years ago, today is the first day for the rest of your life. And
exactly.
We want people. Yes, yes. Wow. So, Tina, what does a day look like for you? I mean, you have a lot going on. How do you find the energy to get done?
It's just natural, God-given. I get up early. I deal with my little one. I get her ready and bathed and fed for the day, and then I'm ready to begin my day. But my key to getting through all the tasks of my daily day-to-day is organization and structuring it. Because otherwise I would just be all over the place. So, you know, I'm very mindful of scheduling appointments at certain times and sticking to those times that I, you know, have those particular obligations. And I try not to overload my circuit every day with a lot of things. So I look at what I can realistically get done and push myself a little bit further beyond that, maybe an extra one or two tasks. And then I leave it at that, and then tomorrow's another day. So I've really just been blessed by the grace of God to have this strength to do what I do, because he's definitely guided my footsteps. So that's
so you're
my
on this,
thought.
Oh, okay, so you're on this journey to become the author, poet, speaker, going around the world speaking, writing your books. So how did you come to that place? So kind of walk me through, let's go from high school up to now. What was that journey about?
Oh, wow. That journey was interesting. High school, you know, I've always been a learner and a challenger. And my mom passed away early on. So that was the first traumatic event that happened into my life, and that kind of like shifted me a little bit. So I started out as a criminal justice major in college, and then my mom passed away, and then I just kind of like gave up on school. And then I began working for the federal government for 17 years because I became a mom and a wife early on. So I locked myself into a secure job. And then that became stressful. I was a service representative and on-site union representative, delegating management and employee issues. And that became very stressful. And then the tragedy of 9/11 happened. I happened to go to my bank on that day, and that's when everything happened. So I was on the 39th floor of the second tower on that day. So when the plane hit the first tower, I was in the second tower, and I was
able
to get out. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold. We got to slow down there. I want to hear. So, wait a minute. You said you were working for the federal government. You had a job.
Mm-hmm.
And you were, and where was that? And where were you working at? In New York?
Oh, no. I was working in Jersey City. But our federal government, the credit union branch for my job was in New York at the World Trade Center. So I figured I would go and take care of some banking business on that day prior to, you know, starting my work day. And then all of that just unfolded. It just unfolded.
So you're in the bank. You just go there. You have been there before. You go there on that particular day, September the 11th. You're up there on the 30th floor doing banking transaction. And what happened?
Well, what happened was after I come down off of the elevator, prior to being allowed to go up to the 39th floor, I had stopped in a store, one of my favorite stores, to look at some clothing items to kill time. So I go handle my banking transaction. I come downstairs, and the whole morning I'm mindful of the time for some reason. I don't know why I was paying attention to everything around me, but I come downstairs after handling my banking business. I go in the store to purchase my items. And that's when the building shifted as I was at the register and the lights flickered on and off and all of these people were running. So I yell out in the lobby, I said, is there a bomb or something going on? And the gentleman's like, yes, get out of the building. So people standing in the store are like, well, I can't leave the register unattended and other people aren't leaving the store. So I ran out of the building. I grabbed my pocketbook, left my items at the counter and ran out of the building. And in the interim of running, a lady collapsed down next to me and people were trampling over her. So I helped her up. I told her, we have to get out of here. And as soon as we get out of the building, she falls in front of the building. And I said, it's not safe here. We have to get away from the building. And sure enough, we get to safety. And I look up and all I see is this dark cloud of smoke and debris and everything. So I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, this building is going to collapse, and I don't want to be anywhere near it. And by the grace of God, there was a taxi cab driver coming to his car. I said, sir, please, I have to get to the closest working train station so I can get to New Jersey. I'm trying to call my job, and I finally get reception, and I'm in the back of the cab, and I tell them what had just happened. They're like, just calm down. Just get back here safely. Don't worry about it. Soon as I hang up, the plane ripped into the building I just ran out of. And I see people jumping from the other tower because there was nowhere else for them to go from the upper level. So people are just dropping to the ground. People are running and just scattered. Cars are doing K-turns in the street. People are trying to bang to get into the cab that I'm in. So we let like six other people squeeze in with us. And we were all just in shock that day. So I finally make it to the train station. And I'm on the train and people are like, oh, wow, did you hear what just happened? And I said, I just came from there. And people gathered around me saying, what? Are you okay? You know, what was that like? What was going on? So I finally get to Journal Square, where I worked at in Jersey City. And as I'm walking towards my job, this guy is running down the street. He said, the first tower just collapsed. And that's when I broke down and I cried. I got inside and my coworkers are consoling me because it just dawned on me that I just left with my life intact. After seeing lives lost and after seeing all the chaos and everything, because when the plane hit the tower, my first instinct was, what's going on? What are the odds of a plane hitting the tower on such a beautifully crystal clear day? So when the second plane hit, that's when I knew it was a terrorist attack. And my life has not been the same ever since. I mean, I think about those that have been lost, and I'm grateful for my life today, you know, but it was just something that it's just really surreal. And having gone through that kind of like made me look at life differently. It's like it made me look at what's really important and am I walking in my true calling and purpose of life? I mean, I'm at this job, but I'm not happy here. But, you know, there's always been a creative side to me. And at that point, with the stress of work and everything, I made the decision to leave and pursue my creative ventures. And it was in that transitional period that one day I just sat down on my living room sofa to reflect on my life and where I was at that point in my life. And these words of poems just started coming to me quicker than I could even keep up with writing. I wrote a total of like 9 poems in a matter of 15 minutes. And that's when I knew that this was God guiding me and showing me another talent that I had. And then as time went on, I said, okay, well, I've discovered this gift. Now, God, what will you have me do with this gift? And, you know, I started putting my poems and just collecting them. So I said, you know, my mission is going to be to empower and enrich the lives of others through my life experiences, through my books and speaking. And that's how this whole vision of life is simply just about living and the whole concept of me wanting to be an empowerment speaker began, because it's through my life experiences that I said, you know, so much has happened in my life that I have so many experiences to share, from being a battered woman, a battered wife, to getting out of an abusive situation, to, you know, the loss of loved ones, the loss of a mother early in my life, the loss of my youngest brother to cancer last year, and then 7 months after that, the loss of my father to cancer, to 7 months after that, the loss of my oldest brother to cancer this September. So it's just been an ongoing trial of my life. But now I understand what my purpose is. God put me in those positions to strengthen me for what he has in store for me now. And those experiences will help me help others get through any situation in life, whether it be relationship issues, work issues, discriminatory issues, to abusive issues. I am an example of there is a life after whatever. And that's what started my mission to, like I said, use those experiences to help others that may be going through those experiences. And
well,
here I am.
Yeah, I tell you, if anyone has a question or comment for Tina, please just hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line. Okay, it looks like we have a question. Just so that we can try to fit as many questions as we can in this 15 minutes, please just kind of keep your questions short or your comments short. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm open. Yes, caller 469-235. You're on the air with Tina, Alexis, and Coach LaLisa. Go ahead.
Good morning, Tina, and good morning, LaLisa. This is Adele.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. And I just have a comment. LaLisa knows how I feel about her. I'm really proud. But just listening to your story, Tina, that's just so powerful. But
oh,
I want to say you are a dynamic woman.
Thank
and you've
you.
Got a lot to share and give to the world. That story was helpful and great.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Adele. Thank you. Like I said, life's lessons wouldn't be worth anything if you didn't gain a lesson behind it and, you know, help people. I always say, what good is it to be blessed and not be a blessing to others? So thank
well,
you.
We thank you for your comment, Adele. We're going to, if you don't mind, we just have some other calls. We just want to, if you put your hand up, we'll take you. If you have any questions for this awesome woman, leader, this trainer, this teacher, this everything, and she could delegate a case for you on your job.
That's
what
a
you
passion
say?
Of mine. That's right.
Wow.
I hate employees being mistreated.
Wow. Well, I do too. Well, we got to talk later. So there's a 469-398 area code. You're on the air with Tina.
Good morning, Tina. Good morning, Lisa. This is Deborah Calhoun from Grand Prairie, Texas.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Well, what I grabbed so much from you speaking just that quickly, but what I grabbed the most was going through your trials and tribulation and getting that experience is what made you strong and began to take you towards your mission and your calling in life. And that is so amazing because we run from situation, we run from trials, we run from tribulation, but that's what God, that is what God is making us in the midst of it. And it just meant so much to me when you said that, because I'm just at a point in my life now to stop running and realize everything in my life was meant for a reason and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason, that strength, like you say, once you got it, no one can take that back. Now mm-hmm. you just have to use it, and that's exactly what you're doing. So
mm-hmm.
congratulations to your book and the book to come.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that from you. And don't run. Just take it and embrace it. Of course, strength is a wonderful thing. It's painful enduring it and going through it. But in the end, it definitely makes you a better person. Definitely.
Thank
so thank you so much for that lovely compliment.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Deborah. We're going to open up some more phone lines. If you have a question or you have a comment for a woman who has not only survived domestic violence, but she's also survived a great tragedy that everyone knows about, 9/11 in New York City, and we know that others in the Washington, D.C. were also impacted by
mm-hmm.
9/11 that were at the Pentagon, which I had a sister at the time working very near there. And my husband actually was working in New York, and I remember the day like it was yesterday when because he was in a building that was somewhere near Hudson Street. Wherever he was, he could see it.
Mm-hmm.
He got home around midnight, and we were all on pins and needles, and
wow.
It took me back to my military days. I was in the Navy and trained for tragedy, so it just took me back there very quickly. So, but you truly have taken my breath away. I mean, I knew that you were a phenomenal woman, you know, when I met you, and just your character and your presence and your enthusiasm and your excitement when you were at Gut Motivation and Speak, and then from your Facebook post and Life is Simply About Living, just the title alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But to
thank you.
On here and to hear your, I had no idea you were a part of 9/11 and then you know, having been abused and then having to overcome that and then having your children and just defending those employees, that alone.
That was a test.
That in and of itself makes you a champion.
That's true, because I definitely
wow.
took on a position that no one else wanted, that's for sure.
Wow. So, oh, my God. So now are you full-time with your book and your speaking and your empowerment sessions?
Yes, that's my full-time gig now, because actually my ordeal with the government didn't end in a pleasurable way. So I'm still fighting them, waiting for my day in court. I can't really say too much about that now, but I did have an attorney that wanted to represent me on a $4 million level. But unfortunately, in the interim of the investigation for my claim against the government for what they did, the attorney had a massive heart attack and died. So I've been in this process of trying to resolve that issue now. So I'm a fighter to the end.
I was going to say,
I'll fight for what's right. That's right. No matter how big or small they are.
Wow. Well, you are a giant in my eyes, I tell you. I am so honored to know you. You are a phenomenal woman. And so we definitely wish all our prayers go out to you and your team. But let's take another call. Caller number, area code 973-923. You're on the air with Tina Alexis.
Hi, good morning, LaLisa. This is Tina calling from Newark, New Jersey.
And I other want, Tina, huh?
Yes, it's another Tina. Just I had to make a comment. Now, I'm listening to your story. I want to piggyback on what Deborah said from Texas. That is so true that sometimes people may run away from their tragedies and things that happen, but I just love the way you tell your story and you embrace it and you move forward to help others with it. So it definitely has helped me today with some things that happened in my life. Just listening to you embrace it and talk about it and say how God has empowered you to move forward and took whatever happened, that situation, and made it, and bless you with it. Sometimes mm-hmm. we allow situations to knock us down, but instead you're saying you're blessed with that situation. You're moving forward and you're doing something. So I just mm-hmm. want to thank you for your story today.
Oh, thank you so much, Tina. Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And like I said, don't run from it. Embrace it. There's always something positive in the negative.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tina, for calling in. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Well, you know, I tell you, Tina, you have really had a powerful effect on everybody.
Thank you.
Well, there are others. Yeah, I know there are some on the phone line who they can't open up their mics because they're either at work or they're in situations where it'll be too noisy in the background, so they probably would love to ask you a question. If you have a question that you cannot ask now, and if you want to ask later or you want to ask Tina or comment on her interview today, you can go to, she is on Facebook, Tina Alexis, and even if you, you know, you can just hit send her a message and you can say, you know, I heard your interview on Thursday and I just want to make this comment or actual question. No doubt, since you've already survived an abusive situation, I don't know if it was your marriage or not, but
yes.
whatever
mm-hmm.
it was your marriage, and that's even more devastating for so many women. And
mm-hmm.
you can tell them why they may have questions. Now you know we're going to have you back.
Oh, definitely. I look forward to it.
Oh, I look forward to you being here, and I'm so glad. Now, let me just switch gears for a quick second, Tina,
mm-hmm.
and let people know that you are you going to be at the Science Park High School on January 16th?
Oh, I wasn't even aware of that event. But I
okay.
guess I will definitely make it.
You need to be there, and you need to be there with your order forms and meeting people and passing out your flyers and networking. Like, yes, you heard me. I don't know if you heard me mention it, but they have a website, MLKstat, S-T-A-T, MLKstat.com. You can get all the info. Mr. Howard Scott, who was also presenting at Got Motivation and Speak, he is one of the main coordinators for that. I'm not sure who else is, but I will be there, Tina, and I would love to
okay.
see you there.
Oh, definitely.
But I
want to
let
me come out.
So put that on your calendar. It's all day from 9 to 6. Let family members know, friends. There's no charge for people. The only thing people are going to get out of it is meeting wonderful people like you and others who will be there. Yeah, and there will be people there doing poetry reading. So come prepared with your poems. You know, I'm a believer that wherever you go, be prepared to show your gift.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Never let someone ask. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good.
No, go ahead.
As a matter of fact, I will be doing poetry tonight at Eclectic in Montclair, located on 444 Bloomfield Avenue, and that begins from, the doors open at 6 and showtime is at 7, and it's a wonderful group of people, poets, you know, food for your soul, your spirit, and you just leave with a sense of purpose and power, and it's like, wow. But it's a really nice event, so if you're free and you're in the area, please come out and be prepared to get up and share what you're feeling at the time as well.
Eclectic, and what is the address again?
444 Bloomfield Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey.
Okay, and showtime is at?
The doors open at 6 and the show begins at 7.
Awesome, awesome. And is there a cover charge to get in, or you just purchase your food?
I believe that it is a $10 cover charge.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. I want to let people know about your website where they can pre-order your book. You
okay.
can go to Tina, T-I-N-A, Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S, weebly.com.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis.weebly.com. Again, or connect with her on Facebook. She has a beautiful page. She has a home page and the product page right there. You can put in your order right there online using PayPal. You can, or your credit card, a secured payment. You can purchase the book right there. Oh, wow. So here, I would love for everyone to please go. For those of you who can, please go and support this woman. Because remember, as we well know, I've said it enough times and you know it, and you didn't need me to say it, I'm just a reminder. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you.
Absolutely.
So as we support this woman achieve her dreams and her goals, God will then support your goals and help you achieve your dreams. But see, that's part of the key right there. You got to first have the dream. See, mm-hmm. Tina had a dream. Tina had a dream to be an empowerment speaker, a leader. She had a dream to go around the world with her messages. You got to have that dream. I can't express how critical it is. It's hard for even, you know, and God knows everything, but it's hard for him to support your dream if you don't have one.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, you know, and don't worry if it's the correct. Some people, I guess they're waiting for the great American dream.
Mm-hmm. And
you're sometimes waiting for that
you have
one
to create your own. Mm-hmm.
Just start with a dream. Don't worry. It may not be your only dream. No doubt it won't be. It may not be your best dream. Or maybe it will. But have a dream. Just have a dream. And then you will see how God will unfold it. So we thank, I see there are other callers. Again, Tina, you have just been an amazing contributor to the Coach Lalisa Show. I am so glad that 2011 has started out with interviewing you and
thank
your message, your
thank
powerful
you.
Poem about tomorrow's promise, your powerful boy, you said you have, I think about your bio, you said you have life experiences. I had no idea.
I know.
Oh, baby, you got some
secrets. That's true. And also, the call is if they want to reach out to me directly, my line is 973-444-1979. And feel free to reach out to me.
Okay, I got to take this caller. She almost never has a question, but she has her hand up. Yes, you're on the air, 513. Tell us your name. Area code 513, you're on the air. We can't hear you. Are you there, caller? Yes, what's your comment? Not picking up her call. I'll get back with her and see if there was a comment. We only have 90 seconds left. Please, everyone, go out, contact Tina. You have the number. Go back and listen to the archives if you missed it. We have now 70 seconds left, counting down right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Miss Tina Alexis, revealed, experienced, author, poet. She's going to be tonight, 444 Bloomfield Avenue in Montclair at the Eclectic or B Square. Also, I want to let you know about the phenomenal woman coming on tomorrow, Friday. Don't miss it. Miss Angela Vett Williams, a ball of fire. You want? I tell you, I kept using the word hot. And this year, God has made the Coach Lalisa Show hot, hot, hot with you awesome, wonderful women. This is the era of the woman. Women entrepreneurs are taking over right now. If you are a woman and you do not have a business, you are already behind the times.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about whether you work for someone else or whatever. Go work for someone else. That's fine, because I have a 9-to-5 working for someone else. But you need to establish your own business, your own company, get that legacy going. Tina, in the last 10 seconds, I just want to congratulate you one more time.
Thank
each and every person for tuning in. Thank you so much, Tina, for coming on the show today. Thank you in the chat room, Pat, and the other guests in the chat room. Thank you for holding it down, Pat Fish. She's been totally inspired, and she so admires you. Great job, Tina. Great job. And thank you again.
Thank you. Blessings.
Oh, blessings. And we will definitely talk later. Well, everyone, go out, have a powerful day, and always remember, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. So set those powerful goals, just like our guests, and you too will be helping others to achieve their dream. Well, this has been the Coach LaLisa Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.